Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us on this broadcast. If I stop and think about it, I have to say what an encouraging message in yesterday's The Authority of Love episode, in which we discussed the life that lives, real life, in other words, as we experience eternal life, even in the here and now, because of Christ through His Holy Spirit in us. That was the crux or the core of that message, and true to Scripture more than anything. This is one of the areas where I think we fall so short of what God intended and has blessed us with. Not simply in maturing in the fruits of the Holy Spirit, you'll find those in Galatians 5, 22 through 24, but also knowing and acting in faith by grace in the power of the Holy Spirit in us and through us in our day-to-day living and relationships. We are saved by grace through faith as a free gift, but it is also, as I just mentioned, that same grace and our thinking, choosing, and acting in our maturing or growing faith that we know we have the Holy Spirit power in us, and so we continually choose His strength and wisdom as the new person in Christ. In so doing, we overcome the enemy, the world, and our own fleshly desires, the old person. You've heard us talk a lot about that this year. This is what Jesus has given us in salvation, and as the Word and the Spirit sanctifies us as we walk and grow in our relationship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How are you doing in this faith walk, in this relationship? Now, if you missed yesterday's or any of the other messages, we got many more at our website at loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. And you can find the articles on the Read tab. You can listen to podcasts on the Listen tab. You can view videos on the Watch tab. And then on the Vimeo, and particularly the Vimeo and the Podbean icons down near the bottom, are where you will find all of these in video or podcast form. So thank you for those who have watched, for feedback and comments and questions. Thank you for that. And for those who have sent us encouraging messages or questions or even disagreements, that's fine. You can do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love and Lordship, again, all spelled out and together, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now, as I previously mentioned, yesterday's message revealed the promise and power of what Christ has given to us, even dwelling within us. That presence and strength of the Holy Spirit helps us with our walk and continual maturity in Christ in all things as we grow in holiness by His presence. God sees us as that through the blood and the body of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for us, but then we have to mature in it. That goes together. So how do we experience this eternity now, as we mentioned yesterday, and what does our life and that relationship with God look like? Is it that we now have a genie in a bottle, or at least a prayer line, so that we get whatever we want from God? That would certainly be a good loving father, right? Maybe not. Remember, we still live in this flesh and world and are tempted by many things in both as the enemy continues to try and take us out. God knows better. So what does that life look like? Well, Chambers calls it, in today's title, undisturbed relationship. I like that. I don't know about you, but I think that sums up a lot of things. And if you're following along in the devotional booklet or at myutmost.org, we're on May 29th. Let me ask you this. Deep down inside, what is it that you, me, all of us are really looking for? Is it the next high, the next success, the next 1,000 or 10,000 or million in the bank, the next taste or pleasure? It may not necessarily be a sin to desire any of those things, as long as you're not doing so sinfully. However, even when there is no sin involved, why is it that we have to keep striving for the next, and you fill in the blank, over and over again? Why doesn't it satisfy? Why is it only temporary, maybe is a better question. I would propose that it's because they're only temporary trappings of pseudo-satisfaction or gratification that will only please us in the moment, but then must be chased after again and again in the attempt to find what we're really after. What we really want deep down inside, and I think if we're all honest, you'd agree with this, is peace and contentment. And none of these things that I mentioned or many others can satisfy us in and of themselves. That's why we have to keep chasing after them and want more and more. And if they are sinful or addictive, then we run into all kinds of problems and bondages and strongholds. You see? Idols even. Remember, even good things can be idols that keep us from God and His best for us. Today's Devo helps us understand how and why we can live in that peaceful and fulfilling relationship with our Heavenly Father. Chambers picks up in John chapter 16. This is when Jesus is in the upper room with His disciples. In verse 26 and 27, "On that day, you will ask in My name." Then there's more to it than that, but then He says, "The Father Himself loves you." How and why? Because we have been freely given this relationship in Christ, we can ask in His name. He is at the right hand of the Father, asking and interceding for us, but we, in His name, can directly approach our Heavenly Father. How awesome is that? Not only does this text tell us how we can ask, but it assures us of the reason that we can ask in confidence. This actually points to that undisturbed life that Chambers is referencing. Why or how is this possible? Because our Father loves us. He's blessed that we are His children in Christ, and He wants us to know what this peaceful, joyous, fulfilling relationship with Him is like. Even as we may be in the midst of chaos and frustration and destruction and death in a world that has rejected Him. Chambers begins his points in this Devo repeating the how we do it, ask in Jesus' name, and explains further. On that day you shall ask in My name, i.e. in My nature, Christ's nature, His character, His perfect virtues. After all, that's what He's given to us. It's not, "You shall use My name" as a magic word. But, and don't miss this, you will be so intimate with Me that you will be one with Me. There's the relationship. That's what we're saved for. That's the most important thing. We were created in the image of God for loving relationship and community. You see, it's the most important thing that we must grasp and seek to live in. That loving relationship that He has freely given us is the key to all of this. Chambers goes on, "That day is not a day hereafter." In other words, not just when we get to heaven, but a day meant for, as we talked a bit about yesterday, here and now. The Father Himself loves you. You're in that relationship right now. The union is so complete and absolute. Christ has already done it to make it that. There's the why, because of His love for us. Our Lord does not mean that life will be free from external perplexities, but that just as He knew the Father's heart and mind, so by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, He can lift us into heavenly places. Ephesians talks about this, where He can reveal the counsels of God to us. Talk about an intimate relationship. How incredible is that? It's so much greater than the temporary and false pleasures and pseudo-satisfactions that this world or the enemy or that our flesh has to offer. Chambers continues, "Whatever you shall ask the Father in My name," that day is a day of undisturbed relationship between God and the saints. See, it's not about you asking, it's about you understanding that in the asking you are building and growing and understanding this relationship. You see, that's you and me and all who have put our faith in Christ and truly received Him as Savior and are walking with Him as Lord. You notice I always put that in there because that's what we're supposed to be doing. Just as Jesus stood unsullied in the presence of His Father, so by the mighty efficacy or the working out of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we can be lifted into that relationship. And Jesus said on in John 17, the high priestly prayer, the prayer of unity, that they may be one even as we are one, Father and Son. Efficacy simply means the ability to produce a desired result, and that because of what Christ has done and our faith in Him and what He's done, that desired result is not just, "Lord, give me what I want." It's this relationship of undisturbed peace regardless of what's going on around us. This is why and what we're really after in all the things that we're chasing, good or bad. I have a quote in the book from The World, the Flesh, and Father Smith, a book from, I think it's the 1800s. I can't remember at this right off the top of my head right now. But in the response to a story that's being told to Father Smith about a guy who visited a brothel, okay, Father Smith said that every man who knocks on the door of a brothel is actually seeking after God. But see, they're chasing all the things of this world to do it, and it will not give that lasting contentment or peace. So how do we get it? Chambers closes with this. He will give it to you. Jesus says that God will recognize our prayers. What a challenge, right? By the resurrection and ascension power of Jesus, by the sent down Holy Ghost into our lives, we can be lifted into such a relationship with the Father that we are at one with the perfect sovereign will of God by our own free choices. We are by faith and through grace choosing what the Spirit and the Word would have us choose, not our own flesh. That's the grace and faith of sanctification, or living it out, just like Jesus was. In that wonderful position placed there by Jesus Christ, we can pray to God in His name, in His nature, which is gifted to us by the Holy Ghost. And Jesus says, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. The sovereign character of Jesus Christ is tested by His own statements. Food for thought. Are you testing those statements according to His word, or testing Him according to your selfish desires? Only in His nature, given to us to grow in by the Holy Spirit, can we ask in His character and then live in this peace-filled, contented life that Jesus gave His all so that we could know this undisturbed relationship. Are you there? You can be. As you seek to know Him, surrender Him, receive Him, and then grow and live out His truth in love every moment of every day. Love in action. Spend time with God in His word, prayer, and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message, and then maybe the Gospel of John and the Psalms. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, what are you chasing after in your attempt to be satisfied and find peace, joy, and love? And here's the real question. And you're chasing after it, how peaceful or undisturbed is your life? Number four, have you tried to find this satisfaction according to God's word and in Christ? My co-host Adia Wushner for Wednesdays for Women joins us tomorrow for another insightful and encouraging program. Join us and invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to do so as well. We thank you for joining us. And if you want more, you can go to loveandlordship.com. I always mention the beginning and the end, loveandlordship.com. You can find videos, podcasts, articles. You can find our book, The Authority of Love, second edition, right there in the middle of the homepage. If you're being led to give, then you can click on the Give tab and give one time or ongoing. We thank you so much for that. And all donations are fully tax deductible. You can also give through mail. Send it to Love and Lordship. Mail it to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. If we're not the ones, keep praying until the Lord shows you who He'd like for you to give to, and then be obedient there. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of